Pathway of Peace, Pools of Reflection, Week 2. Awaken by His Voice, Day 8. Deuteronomy 30, verse 20. I pray that you may love the Lord your God, listen to His voice, and hold fast to Him. For the Lord is your life, and He will give you many years in the land He swore to give to you. Thought for reflection. Did you know that God thinks you are amazing and He loves talking to you? This incredible God, who created the universe, then looked for a friend and decided that He would share the very secrets of His heart with mankind. What a gift we are given in our communion with God. So God desires fellowship with you. He wants a real life connection of relationship where we choose God and allow Him to speak into the depths of our being and awaken our love. As we listen to His voice of love speaking into our lives, it will awaken our desire to know Him. God has a purpose for our lives. Nothing is by accident in the economy of God. Before we were even born, God knew every detail of the depths of our personality. He knew our race, our culture, our intellect, our gender, and wove all these facets together with our destiny. None of our complex combinations of call, character, and ability shock God. He knows our weaknesses and strengths. He knows everything, and yet He still made an absolute decision to love us. But in this scripture is expressed the cry, will you love God? Will you in return make the choices to love Him, listen to Him, and follow His mandate and pattern for your life? Our obedience and yieldedness is our true demonstration of our love for Him. Will we be passionate lovers who are diligent co-workers with His word for our life? For it is only as we align our lives on this path of purpose that our life will be lived to the full. Before you were born, He set you apart. He imprinted into the depths of your DNA His calling and purpose. So your spiritual calling was not given to you when you were born again. It was hidden within you when you were physically made. He created your destiny spiritually before you were even born. But when you chose to love God, He activated this latent destiny. Now you have the opportunity to fulfill this mandate hidden within you. For each of us, there is a path of peace upon which we discover true life. For many years, I resisted the calling on my life to be a teacher and preacher in the nations. I did not want to face the controversy of being a woman speaker, and so I hid. I volunteered for Sunday school, enjoyed working with the children. I taught in women's Bible study, but I avoided any other invitations. But then God began to speak to me and confirm words given to me at baptism and during my childhood, saying I would go to the nations and speak to Him. He disturbed my excuses and overwhelmed me with His love, until I could not resist the sound of His voice asking me to obey. His word becomes like a fire, but if this fire is shut up in your bones and you don't action it, you become frustrated. However, if you allow His love to draw you with His kindness into obedience through every barrier of fear, what joy you experience as you live the life planned for you by God. So today, listen to Him, love Him, obey, and then you will be satisfied and happy. Father, I thank you so much that you are a talking God and that you speak to me. I will listen to your voice and I will hold fast to your sound in my life. I believe that I will flourish and live life to the full. Thank you that as I love you, I will hear your voice and that it is easy to hear and recognize the sound of your tenderness in my life. I choose today to go your way and to awaken the destiny hidden within my life. Thank you for your word in my heart. Amen.